Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You, Community Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, with co-host Otto Lost, our radio show producer extraordinaire, Christina Liu. And we have been talking with Supervisor Judy Bosworth, and we're all celebrating together 10 years of Project Independence in You, and also getting a lot of great information. You know, just a quick, a little tidbit, Supervisor, we talked about how fast it goes when you do an hour on this radio show, and this is the last segment, so it really did go quite fast.
I just looked at the clock. I was like, is this for real?
It just goes so fast. So much great information. I know I had to cut you off for a break before, and you were, I think, going over the locations and the spots for the moving wall for the veterans.
I seem to always bring up something new just as we're going to break. And
that's right. It's like the cliffhanger. You leave people hanging.
Exactly. So it's only one location. It's North Hempstead Beach Park, but it will be there from Friday, October 15th through Sunday, October 17th. And there will be a special there'll be actually a ceremony each day, because we have to acknowledge and welcome it to North Hempstead each day with the color guard. But there will be a more substantial ceremony on Friday, October 15th at 9 o'clock. You know, the wall itself is engraved with the names of the 58,228 Americans who died during the war. And it's a recognition for all those who paid that ultimate sacrifice during the Vietnam War, and also to acknowledge so many of our brave men and women who fought in that war and then came back to our country and were not given the respect and the honor that they should have gotten. It was I guess, you know, we go through many strange times in our history, and that certainly was one. So this is a way of honoring and showing the great respect to those who did pay the ultimate sacrifice, as well as to those who fought in that. Every war is terrible, but certainly fought in the Vietnam War. We're looking for volunteers to be there to help, you know, people find their way, you know, around the wall. There will be social workers there as well, just in case, you know, people are overcome with the emotion of being there. It's something I'm so proud that we are bringing this to North Hempstead, and that everyone will have the opportunity. The park will be open 24 hours to see the wall, to visit it. People may want to do it having a very private moment, and so it will be open the entire time. And we hope that many people, you know, will come to see it. And it's, you know, it's one of these things where we always need to remember. We can't forget. We need to make sure our veterans understand that we are grateful to them, that we appreciate the great sacrifices that they've made. And so that's always something that moves us every day. And it can't just be on Veterans Day or Memorial Day. It's something that just needs to be in our hearts, you know, all the time.
You know I'm sorry, but one of the things that hits me is you think about, like, the fact that social workers are there, I think, is a very good thing, because 58,000 sounds like a number, but that number, that they were people who had families, who had children, who had parents, who had whatever, and the number of people impacted by that is much larger than 58,000. And, you know, I always, when I hear numbers, you think about it, okay, it's a number, but if you look past the number part, each number has a lot connected to it. And, you know, that was a terrible war, that Vietnam War, to be blunt about it. And the whole thing, when they came back, I know people who were involved, and it was not a good thing. It was terrible. So it's great that you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you. So, you know, it's not just those that lost their lives. So many people were affected. They were affected by Agent Orange. Families were affected. They came back with all kinds of things that they had to deal with, and many are still dealing with. So it's a recognition of that. And you know, I know this is a celebratory day, but I did also want to mention that one of the things that we just did, you know, speaking about never forgetting and always remembering, is the fact that we dedicated the 19-foot steel beam from the World Trade Center. That's something that the town acquired some years ago. We had a small memorial in Town Hall that had the names of the people from North Hempstead who died that tragic day. But we also had this 19-foot steel beam, and we had a 9/11 committee. This was, you'd think it would be a simple thing to do. It wasn't. We had to decide upon a location, how we were going to do it, what we were going to do. And so I'm so grateful to all the people who participated in this. And so we're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the radio show. This past 9/11 was the 20th anniversary
right.
of that fateful day. And we had some weeks before, the beam was actually transported. There was a dignified transport. So we had so many of our fire companies being an honor guard for the steel beam, escorting it to Manhasset Valley Park, which is where it is now located. And what struck me that day when we transported the beam was that a number of the young men and women who were volunteer firefighters, they weren't alive
right.
at that time. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes even more important that we talk about this, that we remember it. Now we have this dedicated monument, and it's really done simply and beautifully. The steel beam is actually pointing towards the World Trade Center, and it's in view of the train. There's an elevated bridge where the Long Island Railroad goes, that so many
right.
of those who died that morning were on that train going to work innocently and were murdered. So it is something that we have to know that it is our responsibility to always remember, to never forget, and to make sure that generations to come understand the significance of that.
Yeah, very, very well said. And, you know, because the firefighters, they were heroes. A lot of them were veterans too. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit on the last show, how a lot of the firefighters are also volunteers. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's pretty amazing, you know.
Boston, I'm in Nassau County.
On Long Island, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, it's not just those that died that day. There are so many who, as people were running out of the building, they were running mm-hmm. into the building to save people. These are the people who were working in the rubble that remained. I mean, look, we have a 19-foot steel beam that miraculously survived, but they're left with 9/11 related injuries and illnesses. Many have died from them. So, you know, one of the plans, you know, this is the initial memorial, but it's not over. It's a work in progress. There will be a wall with the names of those who perished because of 9/11 illnesses and injuries, you know, maybe not on that day, but in ensuing days. We're so grateful to people who thought about themselves, who thought about us before thinking about themselves, who thought about what they could do to save others. Right. With little or no regard for their own safety. And that's, they are heroes.
They're heroes. There was so much humanity that day and after. And, you know, I do want to point something out, Judy, because one of the first things you did when you came into office is you created a Veterans Advisory Committee. So, you know, we can't assume that we know what's best for veterans. And, you know, at the time, too, we still had, you know, World War II, Korean War veterans, Vietnam veterans. So it wasn't, you know, age specific, though I think for the most part, you know, we do have older veterans that are on the committee. So, I mean, it's you know, just like Project Independence, we have advisory, as you, as well as you know, because you come to all of them, we have advisory meetings for all different areas of the town. And we learned a lot from the advisory. I mean, we can make assumptions what older folks need and as they get older and whatever it is, whether it's health related, financial, you know, and some of those assumptions will be close, but we, you really don't know. I mean, I think this radio show even was suggested by Jerry Pretzman.
It was by Jerry Pretzman at a Great Neck Advisory.
Said, would be great, you know, because people, that generation were still into the radio.
And actually, then, I'm sorry, but there was a radio newsletter advisory committee back then, which is where Jerry brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he wanted to have its everyday show, which would have been great, so, Christina. I mean, you could have run the show every day.
I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Right. No, but it just shows you that it's so important to get as many people involved as possible. I remember when I suggested the Veterans Advisory Committee, and the person who I was working with started saying, well, we'll get a representative from the state, we'll get a representative from the federal. And I went, no. It's got to be our veterans hearing what they view is important, what they feel we can be doing. And it wasn't to develop another layer of government, because we have, you know, veteran, you know, offices on the county level and the state level. That wasn't it. It was to try to figure out what our veterans felt we could do in North Hempstead. And the first thing we did was a donation drive for Northport VA Hospital. And it started with, I remember we thought we had done such a great job that first year. We had 80 boxes of donated goods that we brought out to Northport VA Hospital. You know, by the time now, you know, because of COVID, they're not, that's not happening. We're doing gift cards, and we have started our new donation drive already. Gift cards, please. We brought out over 250, and I don't mean like little boxes. I mean boxes. Our residents are so generous, are so kind, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that makes our town so special. People like Otto who donate their time to co-host, you know, a program like this. The people who serve on advisory committees, the people who have constructive criticism. Even the people who have no problem letting us know what we're doing wrong. And that's just as important, because you need to find, you need to know what people are thinking. And sometimes that could be correct. And if it is, then we need to fix it. Sometimes it just may be that there's a miscommunication. Mm-hmm. But the thing that makes us strong is the fact that there are open lines of communication. And that, and that's what we do. We talk to each other and we learn from each other.
You know, I would love to see is the Veterans Advisory Committee, and I don't know because I'm not on it, but I know Al Piscatelli pretty well.
Oh yeah.
The need to get young veterans involved, they're reluctant, and what they went through in the last number of years was far from pleasurable. It would be really, really great if anybody knows anybody who's a young veteran, if they could get them involved. I think their input would also be very important.
No question. And that's a challenge, Otto. It's a challenge for the different posts. It's a challenge for our committee. But it's certainly a goal that needs to be continued to go for.
Well, Supervisor Bosworth, it's time. It just blew by. Thank you so much. So much great information. And thanks for celebrating Project Independence and you. 10 years on the radio. It's so unbelievable. And I'm sure we'll have you back on the show. We have to take a quick break now. We will be back with
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So great to share this with you. Thank you. Love you all.
Thanks, Supervisor.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.